Downloads of this show are available on Podomatic.com and the Podomatic mobile app.
Live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
robots.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometime. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Finally have an excuse to play this really crude chiptune mini version of the song that I made for the video games episode, which you can go back and check out. But this is Everybody Plays the Fool. My name is Shane, and I'm here every Monday night bringing you all different kinds of music around a different theme each week. It's been a good run of show themes lately. From the lowest lows of pessimism to the highest highs of flowers. Last week's episode was a lot of fun. That was all about shoes. And this week is robots. Hence the robot music in the background. And you're going to hear a lot of songs about robots. It's a topic that's come up in popular music in a bunch of different ways throughout the years. And we're going to hear hopefully a good wide variety selection of some of that stuff. We are going to kick things off with a song in Spanish from 1999 that I hadn't listened to in a long time. I'll be very transparent about my age. I remember this album came out when I was in high school, and I must have gotten it through the radio station there. But this is going to be a song by the band Zurdok, and it's called Hombre Sintetizador. Wow, I almost fell flat on my face on that one. Synthesizer Man in Spanish by the band Zurdok. And it is going to start things off on the Robots episode here of Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yes. I'm an alien from outer space. I'm a cyber girl without a face, a heart or a mind.
I'm a product of the middle. I'm a product of the
middle.
While you work, it drives you crazy, sends you screaming for the door. Work there for a year or two and you can get to like it. I don't work in supermarkets anymore. It's so easy, it's so easy. Grab can, lift arm, stack can, turn around. It's so Discorama. There's a DJ tries to charm you. They got flashing lights to dance to if you're shy. Red for treble, green for bass. They're wide in sequence round the place. You wait till 10 then try to take off your tie. It's so easy, it's so easy. Lift hand, flick wrist, drop hand, turn around. It's so easy, it's so
we'll be right back. tonight. They sit and watch the robots fight. The human beings don't have much to say. Robots making lots of cash and all they eat is instant mash. Oh, wouldn't you just love to be that way?
Listening to Everybody Plays the Fool here on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was our first set of robot-themed music. Covered a lot of ground there. We started off with the band Zurdok with Hombre Sintetizador, which is a synthesizer man, off of the album of the same title, which is a really cool album. A lot of different kinds of songs on there. After that, we heard the great Janelle Monáe with Violet Stars, Happy Hunting. Let's see. After that, we heard Joe Jackson with Do the Instant Mash, which is off of his album Look Sharp. That's a fun song that, you know, approaches robots from... It's more about, like, automation and stuff like that, but it does talk about robots on the screen. And then we closed it out with the classic Connie Francis with Robot Man, which is going to be the earliest song chronologically that I'm going to play tonight. It was from 1963. Even then, people were turning to the idea of robots as maybe an alternative for how difficult humans are. And, of course, in order to really get into this issue, I have to talk to another human being. I can't be left alone with all these robots in the room. So my friend Calvin's here to talk about robots. How you doing, Calvin?
Hey, I'm good. I'm good. Happy to be here.
Calvin was also on episode 100, which still is not up in the archive, but I promise it'll be there eventually. Robots, you know, they're approached from a lot of different angles in music. Sometimes it's a plot element in a song. Sometimes it's a metaphor. What do you think of when someone talks about robots? Or do you have like, is there a first robot song that jumps to mind for you? Or like, do you think of them as inherently bad or good?
Well, in terms of music, the song that you're playing right now is exactly what comes to mind.
Sure. Like, Styx, Mr. Roboto, classic.
Like that's I think one of the first robot-based songs that I really committed to memory early on.
Mm-hmm.
I think
it's a big one because it's like it covers a lot of bases. It's a song that like stretches out from what the band did before, and also it's like got a phrase in a foreign language that people don't actually know any other phrases except for that one. Like it's a big concept album and everything else. So it's Mr. Roboto is definitely one that sticks out for a lot of people. And you know, this is very theatrical, so it's definitely the robots as a plot element category here. You know, sometimes it's robots are used as a metaphor for sort of, you know, a lot of songs talk about robots in terms of it representing automation or you know, lack of feeling. I think a lot of times we talk about robots as being mindless and like inherently bad. Like, you don't want to be turned into a robot. You want to be expressive or whatever. And one thing that I wanted to ask you about is a lot of people talk about robots in music in terms of like synths or DJs or sort of taking the human element out of live music.
Yeah.
I know a lot of musicians who probably think of like it's the opposite of real music is robot music. Do you think that they're like, do people still think that, or is that just like an old guy thing?
One, depends on who you talk to, and two, depends on really the context in terms of like automation and like the lack of human element. One thing that comes to mind is like the Jack FM format of a lot of modern radio stations that no longer have DJs. They just have computers that just churn out music.
Great
all
example.
Day and all
or
night.
Like a yeah. Spotify playlist that's run by an algorithm, not by an actual curator human being.
Right.
Do you see that as a bad thing or a good thing or just a thing?
I see it as just a thing, honestly. These like Spotify playlists, for example, the whole point of that is to try to get to know you and try to figure out what kind of music you like. And for me, the Spotify algorithm has worked pretty well. Of course, it's
really
been hit or miss, but I've come across a lot of fantastic songs, artists, groups, from Spotify. So
the robots haven't totally led you astray so far.
Sometimes they do, but not all the time. I say they're batting at about like a 0.5, 0.6. They're actually doing fairly well.
Okay, all right, that's cool. I did want to I've got a clip of something I want to play before we get too much deeper into this discussion. I want to talk about the vocoder, which is, you know, used a lot in music. It's a device that was invented in order to sort of synthesize the human voice and make robots talk. And it was there's a very early version of it called the Voder, V-O-D-E-R, which was introduced at the 1939 New York World's Fair. And let me play just a clip of a demo of that. This is from 1940, I believe. And this is a robot singing very early on, so let's hear that.
Yes, Voder can not only talk, but he can sing. Test your voice for us, Voder. Well, if you've quite recovered from your mood of depression of a few minutes ago, suppose you sing a song for us, will you?
Yes, certainly.
Well, how about Auld Lang Syne?
Okay. I'm sure that if I sang that song, I wouldn't sound as good as the voter. Miss Harper, I've been wondering whether our listeners realize how many motions you have to make in the production of a single word. Can you give us some idea?
Well, for example, in producing the word concentration on the voter, I have to form 13 different sounds in succession, make 5 up and down movements of the wrist bar, and vary the position of the foot pedal from 3 to 5 times, according to
all
what
right. I think you get the point. Got to hear him hear a robot saying "Auld Lang Syne" in 1940, which is a lot of fun. The vocoder is something that I think, like most things, it's been sort of used and misused over the years, and it does get a lot of use in music for sure. And you know, it fits into the larger thing about synths, sort of. I think that idea of, oh, well, these were invented to reproduce human sounds or acoustic instrument sounds or something. But then you see what happened in the 70s with synths just being used to do completely different things. Clearly, nobody thinks that a synth violin sounds better than or the same as a real violin, right?
Right. One thing you said was a key word there, reproduce. Reproduce sounds, not reproduce sound like humans, human voices, instruments and things like that, but not necessarily replace.
Right.
And I think one thing that's been really great about the synthesizer era and like analog and digital synthesizers past and present, they've like it was something that really opened a lot more people up to different types of music and different types of instruments. Like there's so many people who can play like different instruments like saxophone, violin, various instruments like that, but there's so many people who can't, and like a lot of like most people will like default to piano or keyboard. Synthesizers gave people like that who didn't have that proficiency the perfect opportunity to try to jump into that realm without, for better or worse, the years and years of training involved
right.
To learn those instruments. And
which I think that raises a lot of problems, but it does eventually people realize that they can do stuff, like they make a mistake and they realize, oh, this mistake sounds really good.
Yeah.
And then you get into stuff like, you know, what I think when someone talks about robotic sounds in music, one of the first groups that you're going to think of is Kraftwerk.
Yes.
And sort of what they did, that the point of it was that this does not sound like normal acoustic instruments or human voices or whatever. It sounds like something different and it sounds robotic, and that's what they're going for.
Right.
Which you assume at some point was like, oh, well, maybe this thing was developed to sound like this other thing, but people realize it's cooler if you use it to sound like itself instead of whatever. But we'll hear some examples of some more vocoders and synths and other robot-related stuff. This next song that we're going to hear to start off the second set is actually one that you, Calvin, brought to the table. It is fitting in with the opening theme of the show. It is from a TV show.
Yep,
right.
It's an anime called Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex.
Right. Ghost in the Shell is a series of... It's a bunch of different kinds of media, right? They've done TV shows and movies, and there must be video games, right?
TV, movies, video games, and comics.
Oh, of course.
Manga as well, yeah.
So why don't you tell us about this song that we're going to hear?
Okay, so just to kind of glance over what Ghost in the Shell was all about, Standalone Complex in particular was about... is basically a counter-terrorist organization called Section 9. One of the major figures of Section 9 was Major Kusanagi, who was once a human, but had all of her, like, basically her memories removed from her body, uploaded to a computer, and downloaded into a fully sentient cyborg body. Along with Major Kusanagi, you had other members of the organization who had, like, cybernetic arms.
So varying degrees of robotics.
Yeah.
But this main character was almost all robot except for memories?
Except for her memories, yes. Okay.
And this song is called Be Human?
Yes.
And it is performed by Scott Matthew, but anything else you want to say about it before we hear it?
It's actually one of my favorite tracks off the OST, which was an incredible soundtrack to begin with. So, it's written by Yoko Kanno, who's one of my favorite composers.
But well, it's a good example of a song about the robot-human conflict, both internally and in society. So let's hear Be Human by Scott Matthew from the Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex soundtrack. It is kicking off this next set of robot-themed music here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Rhythm effects and percussion free. I analyze and I verify and I quantify enough. 100% I'll know errors, no miss. I synchronize and I specialize and I classify so much. Don't worry about dreams. I don't sleep. I wish I could at least 30%, maybe 50 for pleasure, then skip all the rest. Get a broken knee. Be scared of the dark and I'd sing out of key. Curse when I lost a fight. Kiss and reunite. Scratch a spider bite. Be happy with wrinkles I got when I smile. Pet kittens till they purr. Maybe keep a bird. Always keep my word. I'd cry at sad movies, I'd laugh till it hurt. I'd buy a big bike, I'd ride by the lake, and I'd have lots of friends, and I'd stay out till late.
If I could just be more human, I would see.
I Lane store. A beam stared at me. Benevolent. Not cold. Autonomous. He is controlled.
She's a dynamite attraction. At the top of a coin, she goes live.
Disc.
Listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. That was another set of robot music. Started off with Scott Matthew and Be Human off the Ghost in the Shell Standalone Complex soundtrack. And then we heard Howard Jones with Automaton from 1985. And then we heard another 80s track that was Queen with the album track called Machines or Back to Humans. It's off of the Works album. And then we heard the classic Dancing Machine by Jackson 5. I believe you have a dedication for that one, Calvin.
I'd like to dedicate that song to my nephew Avius, who is in town for the next couple of weeks hanging out. I hope you enjoy the song, and I hope you're enjoying the rest of the music.
And I hope you're doing the robot along at home.
Yes.
And then we close out that set with a song called Robots by Dan Mangan, who's a Canadian songwriter. And that brings us to now. We've got lots more robot stuff to talk about. First, I did want to talk about the dance.
Yes.
We were just talking about that off air a little bit, or off mic. It became popular in the 60s, but apparently you can say that the robot goes back to the 20s when it was used in miming and in theater.
Mm.
And one of the first people to do it as a mime was Charles Robot Washington. And we were, you know, Calvin was wondering, was Michael Jackson the first, like, mainstream, you know, public, first person to do the robot that people were really aware of? And I think him doing that, they did it on Soul Train, and apparently they also did it on Mike Douglas and Sonny and Cher as well. But Soul Train was in 1973 when Jackson 5 did that song. That definitely brought a lot of attention to it, but according to Wikipedia, someone named Jack Wilde did the robot in the Mechanical Boy episode of H.R. Puffin Stuff back in 1969. So there you go. Also, the Guinness World Record for largest robot dance was broken by RoboGals at the University of Melbourne, Australia in 2009. 318 people dancing in unison in the style of a robot. So there you go. Yeah, you can't listen to Dancing Machine without seeing Michael doing that dance during the instrumental breaks. It's pretty fantastic. Go watch that on YouTube if you haven't seen it. The other thing that we didn't bring up in the first segment, which I wanted to pick your brain about, Calvin,
mm-hmm.
is another music and robot cross-section place here is Auto-Tune. People have very strong opinions about Auto-Tune.
And I'm one of those people.
And also people use the phrase a little, like, to mean a lot of different things.
Yeah.
So there's Auto-Tune, which is just making minor corrections in pitch to make something more perfect. And then there's Auto-Tune, which is intentionally turned too far up so that you get the 808s and Heartbreaks robot singing voice, or the T-Pain voice, or whatever. Do you have... what are your strong opinions about either one of those topics? you look really pained over this one.
All right, I'm trying not to, like, come across, like, really, really, like, seething about it. It all depends on the use. Like the example you just gave, 808s and Heartbreak. Kanye used Auto-Tune, like, basically as another instrument along with his voice, which I thought was spectacular. Like, we all know Kanye is not particularly a singer, but he used that basically the same way he uses his MPC and all his other production equipment to put that record together. On the flip side, you have a guy like T-Pain who can actually sing. And sing really
well. You can. I know. It's so frustrating.
It makes me so mad.
Yeah.
That all his albums were like not just auto-tuned, but horrifically auto-tuned.
Well, and intentionally. It's not... I mean, that is his sound. That's how he wants us to think of his voice, as being that overly done auto-tuned sound.
But he's doing himself a disservice.
But he's made millions and millions of dollars. See, I had trouble connecting to the 808s and Heartbreaks album because of the auto-tune. I was just I was distracted by it, I think.
Okay.
And so because there's something about it, and it's, you know, I have this problem with some, not as much as I did with that album, but it, there's some Frank Ocean stuff that has some vocal manipulations to it that make it difficult for me to connect to it as directly sometimes, but sometimes it's actually more affecting because he's throwing you off.
Right.
Like he's throwing off your center of gravity a little bit by coming at you with some sounds that are expressing something really emotional but don't sound human, and that's a weird conflict. And sometimes I like the way that makes me feel, and sometimes I feel alienated by it. Maybe that's the point. I don't know. Have you had that experience?
I don't know a whole lot of Frank Ocean music, but he has a cover of Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's,
which I've played on this show,
and that song, I absolutely love that song. Like it's a mixture of beauty and haunting because of his use of auto-tune and vocoding in that song. And so that's, in that context, I kind of feel like with auto-tune, if you get really creative with it, if you try to either like push new ground with it or kind of strike a balance of human element and a bit of like, I guess, campiness, like it could be effective.
You know, we were going to talk about robots and pop culture. We were going to talk about it and a bunch more things, but this has just flown right by, all of this robot talk. I appreciate you coming by, Calvin. Before we hear the last couple of songs here, do you have anything to promote or any shout outs or plugs?
Quick shout out to, again, my nephew Avius. Thank you for listening, man. I really appreciate it. Mom's also listening. Mom, I love you. Love you always. And
hi, Calvin's mom.
And shout out to my friend Melinda, who tuned in. I really appreciate you listening. So feeling the love tonight, man.
All right. And if you want to hear the episode that we were just talking about, that was on the Oscars episode where I played two different versions of Moon River, the Aretha Franklin version and the Frank Ocean version, both of which I like a lot. You can check that out and every other episode of this show at everybodyplaystheFool.com. Also go to RadioFreeBrooklyn.org and find out about all the cool stuff going on here. Throw in a couple of bucks if you feel like donating and supporting this community radio, this free-form internet radio, all volunteer. And it's a nonprofit too, so your money is tax deductible and it goes to a good cause. So help us out if you can. We're going to hear a couple more songs here. We'll see how many we have time for. And again, Calvin, thanks for coming by.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun, man.
Yeah, it's been good talking robots with you.
Yes.
And I'm sure I'll have you back on another episode in the future. And
all right. Awesome.
Let's get into a little bit of Cut Chemist with My First Big Break off of his 2006 album, The Audience Is Listening. And then we'll hear a couple other less serious robot songs to close us out. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 104, all about robots. This is Radio Free Brooklyn. Thanks for listening. Have a great night.
Did I get killed? Fuck it. People, get ready.
The robots are coming. We'll be right back.
that is in future. The year 2000. That is in future. The year 2000. That is in future. That is in future.
It is the distant future, the year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the robot. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. We used poisonous gases, and we poisoned their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one, it was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo-depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo-Captain, do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic.
Silence. Destroy him.
After time, we grew strong.
Developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to shut
their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
Because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000000 Again, without emotion,
the humans are dead.
You ready for what's about to happen right now? Yeah. Auto-tune. Girl, I'm singing to you. Auto-tune. And I hope you appreciate it. I brought some friends with me, and girl, we're all gonna sing to you in auto-tune, my baby, in auto-tune. I know sometimes it's hard to understand with the garbled sounding words in the auto-tune songs, but I'll try to enunciate as clearly as I can until, girl, it's time for the auto-tune kazoo solo to come in that goes. Singing to you in an auto-tune, baby. Just me and my robot friends.
I'm a sentimental robot.
He's a sentimental robot.
And all I wanna do is sing to you in auto-tune.